Welcome to a Record Roulette bonus episode. My name is Eamon O'Flynn. I'm joined by Nathan Smith and our guest from last week's episode, Gia Mora. Last week, we covered Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band by the Beatles. Over their 8-ish years of producing music together, the Beatles produced a ton of iconic music that led to cover versions. What I'd like to know is whether each of you has a favorite cover of a Beatles song. Nathan.
I do, Eamon, and I'm glad you asked.
I don't want to know what it is. I just wanted to know whether you have one.
Now I'm really on the spot. Yeah. I thought the question was, just, do you? And my answer was yes, and I was going to pass.
Do you want to tell us what it is?
Yeah, I actually have a sort of an honor of Sonia, who typically picks, you know, 6 or 7. I'll just give my finalists before I give my actual choice. So I want to give some honorable mention to Jeff Beck's instrumental version of A Day in the Life, which is a song that's very difficult to cover, I think, but he just gets up and does it on the guitar and just sings it on the guitar pretty much for, you know, 4.5 to 5 minutes, which is incredible. Joe Cocker, obviously, with a little help from my friends. There aren't many, like, and I will freely volunteer that the group I'm about to select for my best Beatles cover, they do a different version, an entertaining version, but not a better version than the original. I don't think there are many groups or acts that do a better version than the original Beatles version. Joe Cocker might come the closest, where he makes that song entirely his own, to the point that people might not even realize it is a Beatles song. They might believe that it's his song, and then they hear that, oh, the Beatles did that too. It's like, well, actually, they did it, and then he covered it because he does such an iconic version. But for me, my favorite Beatles cover is Oasis's version of I'm the Walrus. I love Oasis in general, and some might say that Oasis is like a Beatles cover act in general, but I don't believe they are. But
they think they are.
Well, yeah, and that's that might add to the whole narrative. But I love the song I'm the Walrus to begin with, but I guess what I like about their version is that I'm the Walrus has great melody, really curious, kind of clever lyrics, but a great arrangement by George Martin. And the Oasis version basically says, that's all nice, we're just going to turn the guitars up to 11 and just go for it. And Liam Gallagher, the lead singer of Oasis, and later of BDI, which was not as well known, just gives it for this entire, and just belts the heck out of it. It was normally a closer in their live set, and they released it as a B-side, but I mean, he just gives it. And it's a song perfectly suited for his vocals, to sort of hear it just on guitars without any strings or any other sort of weird Shakespearean overlays, which I love on the recorded version. I just, I love that version of the track. So I'd go Oasis, I'm the Walrus.
All right, Gia, how about you?
Ooh, well, now that I know we can do runners up, I would love to say, I agree that there's not really a cover that is better than the original. And it is very hard, I think, to find a really excellent cover because they're structurally so difficult and to make them your own. Like you said, Joe Cocker song, that is amazing. Ramsey Lewis also does some beautiful orchestral jazz versions of those songs, of lots of different Beatles songs that I really love. But I have to say, I absolutely adore Stevie Wonder's We Can Work It Out. He totally makes it his own. He has this really cool riff at the beginning on the Hammond, and then he's got this really neat rhythmic thing, whereas the Beatles had that 6-8 piece that goes back into the 4, and he's got a cool little stop time there that comes there, and then these... He makes McCartney's melodies like even more beautiful because he's such another fantastic tenor, just like McCartney, and he can wail, and he's got all these background vocals, and it's just crushing it with the tambourine and just singing the shit out of it. It's so good, and you just want to move with Stevie too, and I love it. I love it. I love it.
I had not purposely listened to it. When I listened to it, I was like, I don't know if I've ever heard this before, but I absolutely love that cover. As soon as I heard it, it is just Stevie Wonder through and through. And yes, it feels like he really made it his own.
Yes.
My selection is, so when Paul McCartney wrote Hey Jude, one of the things he was trying to do is he was trying to write an R&B song, something that felt like it was like of the actual R&B genre. And so when it was covered by Wilson Pickett, I think the Wilson Pickett version actually almost sounds like it could be the original. You find one of the most iconic voices in R&B and soul music in the 1960s, and you say, that guy, and then I want Dwayne Allman to play the guitar. in it. So well, in fact, that Eric Clapton calls him up and says, hey, I've got a song called Layla I want you to play on for the last 3 minutes or 4 minutes, because he's the slide guitar. It is a beautiful version of that song. And it's probably among, of all the various covers I've heard of Beatles songs, it's probably the closest for me personally of this might be as good as the original song. And it's Hey Jude, which is iconic, the original song. It's, I love it so much. And I really encourage everyone to go and give a listen to it, because I don't think it's really that well known. It's buried. I think it's buried on a not particularly great album. It's just there all of a sudden. So, Hey Jude, Wilson Pickett, it's my pick. Do you have a favorite Beatles cover? Tell us all about it on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at RR Music Pod. Oh, and don't forget to listen to all of our other episodes. You can find them on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Or listen at recordroulettepodcast.com. Music in this episode is from Lemon Music Studio. Thanks for tuning in to Record Roulette. Until the next spin, goodbye.